Hello, and welcome back to the Reality Check Podcast. I just want to throw a quick reminder here at the top that if you listen to these episodes and you think you might want to try a few sessions with me, I've got a Groupon deal running right now that gives you three full hour-long sessions for only $80. And as a side note, my previous clients can attest to this. Once you become my client, even temporarily, I'm always going to be around as a resource for you to bounce ideas off of, formal sessions or no. That may not be the coldest and most efficient way of doing business, but it's in my nature, so you know you might as well take advantage of that, right? I'll put the link to the Groupon in the description for this episode, and as always, please use the contact form to send in questions, comments, concerns, whatever you think would be helpful for me to address for you. Okay, so today's question comes from someone who I'm assuming is a bit younger, having to deal with sexual intimacy for the first time. It reads, I recently started dating. I've been feeling more and more pressured to put out, and I don't want to just yet. I really like the guy, but I'm worried if I don't, he'll lose interest. What do I do? All right, so now before we start in on this, I just want to make clear that I'm speaking in generalities here. I received this question anonymously, and I don't even know for sure that this person is female. I'm going to go with female, since that's most likely the case. But I'm going to address this question assuming that she's a consenting adult over the age of 18. Obviously, younger teens deal with this issue as well, but in order to keep this advice, you know, above board, this is intended for mature audiences only, as they say on TV. All right, so this is the, you know, a classic age-old question, but a very important one. We can work backwards, though, because contained within this question is the answer. You don't want to. If you don't want to do something in a voluntary relationship, then you shouldn't do it. Otherwise, it starts to slip from being voluntary to coerced, which might slip even further into mental or even physical abuse. So the answer is easy. You don't do anything you aren't comfortable doing. Will he lose interest in you? All right, well, that really depends. Guys, especially young guys, tend to be hyper-focused on sex. And so it's very likely that if you don't give him what he wants within a certain amount of time, he'll move on to someone who will. To them, it's almost more of a cost-benefit analysis. How much time do I need to invest in this girl before she's willing to put out? Can I get the same thing quicker if I go with someone else? For many guys, it's just this mental math that they run through. So that leads into the question you didn't ask, but that's logically implied. Should you care if he moves on? And the answer is no. When you're just starting out dating, people will come and go quickly, and that's just the nature of the beast. It's actually a healthy thing because it can teach you how to both get over loss quicker and also how to prioritize your own life goals and not fall into codependency. Because if these guys come and go frequently, you start to learn that at the end of the day, the only constant that remains is you. And thus, your energy is better spent, you know, improving yourself and your skill sets and your abilities and everything else. But, you know, speaking of codependency, there's another thing for young girls especially to watch out for. Now, don't misunderstand. Guys can be just as codependent as women. I've certainly seen my fair share of both. But biologically and hormonally, guys are predisposed to want multiple partners. Women are predisposed to want one partner. That's the way nature reinforces it, is through sex. When a young woman has sex for the first time, the act will have a profound hormonal effect on her and increase the feeling of, you know, true, deep, inconquerable love, way beyond what's rational or even healthy for her. That's where codependency for young women is at its highest risk factor. So in your situation, if you're already expecting that this guy is going to leave if you don't put out soon, imagine how you're going to feel once he gets what he wants and then leaves. After you may have formed this intense emotional bond with him that isn't reciprocated. You'll be dealing with not only your feelings of abandonment, but also this notion that, like, you know, he was the one. Which, you know, of course he isn't. But it still might feel that way. I mean, this is an extremely unenviable emotional position to be in, then. You have to dig yourself out of the standard breakup feelings, but you'll also be weighed down by these false notions of emotional importance. Alright, but just to cover all the bases, let's go the other direction with it. Let's say that the guy has been dating you for a solid 6 months, you know, patiently waiting for you to get comfortable with the idea of sex. He hasn't threatened to leave, but he might have implied that he doesn't understand why you're rejecting him. The advice to you, of course, is still not to do anything you're not comfortable with emotionally. But at that point, it would be advantageous to introspect on why this is such an uncomfortable idea. Is it just the guy? Maybe you're only with him because you're settling for him, and deep down you know you deserve better. In which case, I'm about to announce one of my big truisms for life. Hear ye, hear ye! It is better to be single than with someone you don't want to be with. Being single allows you to mature and develop your own sense of self, especially when you're young. The people, both men and women, that jump from one monogamous relationship to the next, never, you know, daring to be alone their entire lives, are living a life of fear. They fear being alone with themselves. Being single, even for stretches of years at a time, is actually a very healthy experience. So if you think that may be you, if you're just with this guy because he's a warm body that keeps you from being single, then it would actually be better for you if he did leave. Or even better, if you left him in order to give yourself room to grow. Okay, and the final thing to consider is maybe you're timid when it comes to sex because of past trauma. Sadly, this is more common than most would like to admit, but lots of girls, and boys as well, are abused at a young age, which makes physical intimacy a very scary prospect. In cases like that, I would implore you to seek out a psychologist who is trained in childhood trauma. The sooner the better. Everyone can get better, but only after truly working everything through with a professional. And there's no shame in it. It's just like going to a doctor when you break your arm. Or I guess, more accurately, like going to the doctor after some monstrous savage breaks your arm. It sucks that you have to deal with it, and it will be, you know, painful in the short term. There's no denying that. But you do come out healthier on the other end, and ready to have fulfilling, intimate relationships. So after bouncing all the, you know, every possible contingency of this question around, the actual advice is still pretty simple. Wait to have sex until you feel ready. If the guy leaves, you're actually better off, because you probably dodged an emotional bullet. This is your life. And you always have to be looking out for yourself, first and foremost. Guys, especially horny guys, should be the least of your concerns. All right, thanks for tuning in to Reality Check. If you've got a question, concern, comment, feedback, whatever, please use the contact form linked in the description. Aside from this podcast giving you a glimpse of what my life coaching style is like, it's also just a lot of fun for me, so don't be shy with the questions. And as you've heard, everything is completely anonymous, even for me. Like, you know, I'm taking questions that where I don't know the sex of people or their ages or anything else. So you don't need to worry about that. There's nothing for you to lose, and hopefully something for you to gain. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next Friday.